Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our monthly Ask the Archangels. We're delighted to be here with you. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back, of course, and we're glad to have everybody with us. We have a nice group. As always, the Archangels have requested that questions only be about this evening's topic. And also they've asked that it be short and concise so that everyone has a chance to ask a question. Now, when you make the questions about tonight's topic, our dear friends can expand the teachings for you and for the entire group. If we could all take a deep breath and help Joan bring through our wonderful guest this evening.
Let's take a deep breath and get centered in your sacred heart center. Letting go of the thoughts of the day and get very centered in that space. So let us continue, beloveds, in this conversation. And as I have said, these are very important creative times. And the importance of your awareness as you create is of prime concern of we archangels and lords of light. Because as you know, it takes those in bodies, in form, to create change in the realm of form. You have come into this embodiment at this particular time of ascension to be of assistance because of the mastery that each one of you holds very uniquely within that individual expression of your soul. So, as I have said, when you begin your day, do so by centering in your sacred heart, centering yourself in the element of love, centering yourself in the Christed matrix, in your Christed center, so that as you create in the course of your day, as you interact with everyone that you meet, you do so from that center. Now, I invite you all to participate with me in a conversation in regards to creating in these times. I invite you to ask any questions that are relevant to these creative times.
I'm going to start off this evening. We, as always, have a couple of folks that are going to be live, so they've asked me to ask the questions. So this first one is kind of very unusual, the way that this particular person handled the situation. The question is, in June, out of nowhere, this person ended up in a hospital with a full-blown flare-up of rheumatoid arthritis. For the terrible pain, the doctors had this person on a bunch of drugs that her sensitive body just couldn't tolerate and that have dangerous long-term side effects. She hasn't been able to do any meditation to run the light through from her mind that goes right to the intense pain, so that has not been successful. So she's taken matters into her own hands and has started smoking cannabis for pain, depression, and to get some sleep. It really helps and seems like it's a natural, healthier choice. It takes the edge off pain, allows her to do what she needs to do. Some say cannabis messes with your consciousness in a negative way. If so, here's the question. Is that true? And, dear Metatron, do you have any insight into her situation? And her advice to her would be very appreciative.
First of all, cannabis is very misunderstood. It is starting to, the misperception of that particular herb, for it is a plant, is gradually being restructured. There has been great limitation in the ability of science to study it further and research all the possibilities, but yet all the downsides to that. You must listen to you. Listen to your soul. It will guide you in this. The drugs, the heavy drugs to drug your body is what limits your meditation, is what limits your consciousness. Cannabis does not limit your consciousness unless misused, just as any herbal preparation, any food can be used to an overextent out of balance, and this will cause problems through addictive behavior. This is not the case with you. As you are able to relax your body that has been racked with pain, you have begun to relax enough that your mind can still and not focus on the pain, but become very still and centered. Then your ability to meditate, call forth the light, call forth all of the tools that you have at your disposal to help heal the body. Because you are a very sensitive individual, a lot of things stand in your way. One of these things that stands in your way is misperception about the use of certain natural products. And I think that question has been answered as I have conversed with you. The other perception, because you are sensitive and you feel the pain of the earth and the collective consciousness who is struggling, who worries about their survival, you have picked up a lot of that thought, a lot of that pain. And without noticing that you are absorbing it, trying to resolve it, trying to transform it, you alone as the individual cannot accomplish this. But what happens is as you take it into your body, then you feel the repercussions once it has penetrated to the degree that it has penetrated. So you need to start assessing, first of all, where your limits are. And it's okay to notice the pain of individuals in bodies who do not understand, who are not awake, and who are in great fear at this time. But it is not beneficial to them or to you to take it into your body and try to solely transform it. In my earlier conversation with everyone, I said that it takes the collective embodied to make a difference. And the way that you make the difference is to be that Christed emanation, transmitting it. So that alone helps in this awakening process to those who are very steeped in a third-dimensional thought system. As you begin to relax your body and the pain is removed, you have a clearer thought. You are able to meditate and use the tools to assist your body to heal. But most importantly, dear one, stay in your sacred heart. Love yourself. Know that you are a very valuable asset in these times of change and transformation. So it is important that you protect the health and well-being of your body.
Thank you, Metatron. I'm sure that was very helpful to her, and again, very difficult question. The second question is also very difficult. This person writes in, can you help us to live with our significant others who are joined to our hearts but not on the same choice of path that we're on? We struggle being alone in our daily lives even though we know that the group is of one mind and that we are supported by each other. But we wish the ones in our hearts were able to share in the group as well. How can you help us to walk this path, and how can our hearts stay true?
This is always a very difficult situation when partners are on different paths, hold different states of consciousness. But there is a middle ground that you can find where there may be interests in the physical world that you might share, activities that you might participate in together. By staying in the sacred heart, loving yourself, knowing that you are on a path that is directed by your soul, as is your partner. And even though that path is very different, it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy their company. If you will have a conversation with your partner and see if you can't create something together where there can be a shared interest of some physical part of your life that you can enjoy together, to be together in enjoyment, in respect, and in love. This will remove a lot of your anxiety about being alone, because in this unified expression of the holiness of your physical expression, even though very different, can be shared at that physical level. So we encourage you to find that path at the physical level, and you will never feel lonely again. You have the conscious awareness that you are not alone, but it's the physical companionship that you feel you don't have. And that is part of being in a physical body. Human beings are very social beings, not just at that spiritual level, but there is a physical level that is also needed. So don't delay, beloved. Have a conversation, and do so from the center of your heart for yourself and for your partner.
Thank you. That's a wonderful answer. Final question. What is the technique for using color codings and for using the violet flame? And just a little suggestion, if I could, maybe if you could just use one color coding as an example, and then it wouldn't be so complicated.
I believe in the last session, or maybe it was two, that Archangel Raphael discussed the green coding. Color codes are vibrations, they're frequencies, and they are configured in such a way to be applied to the creative mechanism. So in the case of the green, it is to be applied in such a way in your creative effort that you are centered in your sacred heart, and that you are centered in the element of love, which is is a significant part of the manifestation process. So in these applications, as you create very consciously, you have an intention, you have a thought, you have an emotion. So you apply these color codes according to the intention for your manifestation, whether it be the yellow coding, which is helps you bring your thought more into the thought of the Christed mind. It's the blue coding. When you apply it to the emotions, it upgrades the emotions and allows you in that manifestation to use more refined emotions. Now, as to your question on the violet flame was brought into the earthly realm by Master Saint Germain to enable humanity to always retain at some level of their soul awareness their light and their unity with the source of their being. It is a very transformative ray. It is a it has color coding to it, but it will help you to diminish anomalies within your creative manifestation. Things that are not aware, that you are not maybe aware of, because you create whether you're conscious or not. So if your thought is based in third dimension, it will be separated. And you can use that violet flame when you become conscious of that, that your thought is a little off center. You can invoke the violet flame to surround that negativity and take it back to source, to transform it into a more light-filled expression. When you connect the violet flame in the heart with the pineal, within the pineal, there is a color, which is the indigo color. That also resonates with the indigo color code, which when joined with that violet flame, explodes open that pineal. So you begin to think differently. You begin to think with the mind, universal mind, not with the human mind or the human brain. So there is great change that can be created by consciously applying color codes.
Great. Thank you, Metatron. Now it's time to open up our discussion and our questions to the audience. So, dear audience, who is going to be first this evening? Yes, hello. You're on with Archangel Metatron.
Hey, Archangel Metatron, it's Maxim. I had a feeling you would come through. I actually felt a hint of Zadkiel and Uriel also, just to throw that out there. My question is about the light body and specifically manifesting and precipitating things into the experience. So part of my awareness is that my personality is within my consciousness, including you and all the forms that I'm experiencing. And I've been working on almost kind of bypassing the rational mind and seeing the probable reality of an object in my experience. They may not be there visibly, but I've read that there's two ways to kind of manifest in a way where certain masters are able to hold their focus on an object, and maybe you can touch on how they use the element of love in this as well and hold that unity consciousness and then sort of allow it to appear. And then the other way, which is more, I suppose, human in my perspective, is that you create a physical symbol for the object, be in the physical world, and then that creates an energy state within the consciousness, and then you kind of let that go and allow the true representation of that energy to appear in the physical with a certain time sequence that goes by. So I guess my question is, if you can kind of touch on the art of precipitating nothing out of something more instantaneously and how the element of love plays into that. Thank you.
This is a very good question. To accomplish what you are talking about, you have to be observant in addition to having a state of consciousness that is very aware, so that you are very focused on your intention and you pay attention to how it is manifesting. Every manifestation occurs through thought and emotion. There is always a conceptual thought that is involved in your intention. Whether it is a manifestation of a physical object or creating something in your life that is needed or it can be made usable to make your life function with ease. But it is in your attention that is necessary for you to see your successes. And when you are confident and see those successes, as some of them are more minimal, some of them are great expressions of your expertise as a creator, where you are able to hold your attention very specifically, and every time it wavers, bring it back to that intention by aligning your thought with the thought, universal mind, not the mind of the body, but the mind that is connected to the source of your being. It takes a state of consciousness to be able to compress the creative energies in such a way that you actually manifest a physical object, whether you visualize that object or whether you put it in some other kind of form. To actually create that takes expertise. And the way you gain that expertise is by using it in applications in your life experience, which is of a non-physical, it isn't totally non-physical because it applies to your life experience. So when you create very precisely, say you want to create a different thought in regards to something that you always have seen from the negative point of view, and you focus on that attention and you create, say, a triangle where you have the three sides of the equilateral triangle, one at the base of the thought that you want to replace the negative thought that you hold. And then you have two other thoughts that support that. That gives you a replacement formulation that you can focus on. It is very, very physical. So when you do that, it brings it more into form. And then it is up to you to create that attention. So when you are triggered to revert to the negative thought, you don't concentrate on the negative thought. You just say, I see that, but I choose to think this, because you have already created that in a semblance of form. This can also be applied to the actual physical object. Once you have gained expertise, competence in this creative mechanism, it's only another step that you actually created in form. Understand, you have just begun to acquire a certain expertise in this creative process. You have awakened and aligned a lot of your energetic system over the years, dear one. Your chakra system, there's coherence, more coherence in your mental emotional body. So this is a great asset to you. So here again, we go back to the creative process, which takes your intention and your attention. And then it requires of you to see the result of what you have created. Every creative expression is manifested in one way or another. And it is up to you to notice that. If it is out of alignment with your intention, discern what part of that creative process is out of alignment and make a correction. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Okay, who is next up with our dear Metatron? Hello?
Lord Metatron, my question is about creating also, and it's about creating streams of abundance, particularly money as of right now. I am not in a state of survival, but it is approaching, and I'm trying to keep my attention on my intention without putting survival energy into the process. And I wondered if you could please comment on that for me.
That is a very wise thought that you have, not to focus on the lack of abundance. But here again, we go back to that very physical, basic geometry of an equilateral triangle. And focus on the positive aspects of what abundant flow in your life would be. Well-being, flow of energy, of light. So create a positive formation and focus on that. Using all of the technology, the tools that you have learned, and focus on the result that you desire. And notice when the successes happen. At first, it may not be a great amount, but it's important to notice when there is movement in your creation. The other thing is, you have to eliminate worry or concern and replace it and concentrate on the confidence in yourself as a creator, the certainty that you will manifest as you need it.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, you're next up with Lord Metatron.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
I would also like to talk about the creative process, but in terms of the energetics of the Merkaba field and of the triads, the unified field, how they work together, and if there's specific ways to make them work together to make our creative energies more potent.
That's a very good question. First of all, the functioning of the triads is a most important function, that they function in coherency. And that, as you know, that triadic system creates a unified field within you. That Christed energy begins to be manifested within you. The light frequencies are expanded exponentially. You are anchored in the earth through the lower chakras that are now functioning more coherently and are seated in that first triad, where the heart, the intelligence of the heart, is a key in the manifestation process, because it creates the thought within your neurology that is based in that sacred heart consciousness. And then the pineal, that is the mechanism from which you draw the energetics that help you manifest, to create more coherence in your body, to open the channels of your Christed soul awareness, the Christed mind. And then your ability in that third triad to draw forth from the non-physical realms of Source, of all of the archangelic realm, the master realm, the Elohim. They make the upper chakras more usable within your body of form. So this creates this beautiful, coherent, unified field. Now, how does that go along with the activation of the Merkaba field? The Merkaba field is on the exterior of your physical body. And when it is operating at 100% light, it then resonates inwardly. So you have this great resonance from in the interior of you, from the heart of you, the soul of you, the spirit of you that is encased in that body, draws from this vast light of the Merkaba field that you have created. And there is this great resonance, a Christed energy of light frequencies that are vast and very expansive to your consciousness. When both operate coherently and match each other, you are thrown into this ascension process in a very coherent way, and you begin to use your thoughts and your emotions at that refined level. You use the thoughts, the mind, the Christed mind. Your Christed oversoul is very present in the exterior of you, in that Merkaba field, and the interior. So they resonate together. They are the same. There is a unified field interiorly and exteriorly.
Thank you. And to match the two, is there a way to focus to make sure the Merkaba field and the triadic field, unified field, are coherent?
It's in paying attention, in noticing. When you work with the triads and you work with the chakra system, creating that coherency and that evolvement of the light inside of you, and then you also manifest this Merkaba field that is pure light, it has three star tetrahedrons. Your personal star tetrahedron, it has a white star tetrahedron that is sacred heart consciousness from the source of your being, based in the element of love, and it has that third star tetrahedron, which is a deep purple, which is the void. So when you have coherency within you and within this Merkaba field that is around you, that is continually, it is vibrating through its counter-rotating fields. It vibrates and engages through the 10th ray of creation, that magnetic force that then draws like to like. So both fields operate simultaneously in a unified field of light. And you are very capable of creating that. All you have to do is notice. Once you have been able to engage your Merkaba field at 100% light, and you have been able to create the unified field within you, it automatically, through those counter-rotating fields, creates that magnetism. And then you have this vast electromagnetic field from which to create.
So that electromagnetic field is then the environment that would draw in our creations that we wish to manifest.
Not draw in, but assist you in manifesting them, creating them very precisely and effectively, because you have that within you. You are the creator. You use all of these geometries, all of these electro and magnetic components, and it's through your thoughts and your emotions which help to create this electromagnetic field that you actually manifest what you have intended as you focus on that intention.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. A very good question.
You're next on with Lord Metatron. Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Please.
I have, thank you for all these answers. They're wonderful. And they answered a lot of questions for me. I have a very specific question which is very dear to my heart all my life. And I'm evolving in that. I love animals, in particular, at the moment, horses. And I'm wanting to find a very new way to interact with them, to work with them, to help them, as in maybe healing sometimes. I am wondering if I can just expand the tools that I've learned and apply to them, or how would I create with them in coherence?
Animals, especially the animals that are human pets, have a great capacity to relate at that heart level. They are here to serve. They are here to love unconditionally. And so when you approach this from your heart, emanating that element of love to their heart, you establish that relationship at the heart level. And then you can do this by touch, by physically touching them and just resting your hands on them and focusing on giving love to them and then receiving it back. And be very open and listen and notice. So this is how you start building that coherence between you and this and the animal, whether it be a horse, a dog, a cat, whatever. But the human touch is very much a part of this connection. Animals are very geared to the way you move your body, the way you hold your stance, whether you are in command of the environment, and that when you are in command of that environment, you are in command in that love where the animal relaxes and meets you in that energetic. You can also visualize with your mind and send that visualization in pictures to the animal and then wait and listen and allow yourself to perceive what they are sending back to you. Now, this will take some practice because this is all at that etheric level. It's not tangible, but you will see immediate results. Animals are very receptive to this. Understand now, some of them, especially the smaller ones, cannot take great influxes of light energy that you are capable of holding, carrying, and transmitting because their field even though it's filled with love, doesn't have the capacity to navigate in that vast amount of light. So sometimes if they get antsy or they're agitated, then you need to back your energy back a little bit, dial it down to where they're more comfortable. All of this takes your attention, but they will always respond to the love that you're giving, you're transmitting through that heart center.
Thank you. This is exactly what I've been doing. This is exactly what I've found out so far. I seem to have, though, I think a little barrier in a way where, now in particular with the horses and the little animals, I understand what you said. I'm very aware of that. I would like to help these horses into a beautiful, joyful body expression. And what I always envision is something like bringing heaven to earth and combine that. And for me, the horses can create such a beautiful expression of that.
Yeah.
So this is a physical movement, and I understand it has to do with my body. It has to do with how I hold my energies and how I... Now, here is the big, maybe the big crux, how I apply my energies. I sometimes feel maybe I'm pushing an animal into something which it doesn't want. So there's a wobble. I feel sometimes maybe I'm too powerful, maybe I'm too whatever, and I withdraw, or I'm not clear enough, or is there something that can be too much in
yes.
that regard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. In your energies. Now, when you withdraw, don't withdraw totally. Don't step back totally and disengage. Just step back a little. And when you visualize that animal performing in the joy and enjoying its life, visualize it very physically, not just creating heaven on earth. They don't have the capacity to process that thought. It's too complex. You have to make it very simple, very physically visual. Where you see in the case of the horse, maybe romping in a pasture in great joy, feeling that joy in your heart and transmitting that to them, or enjoying a ride with you in the countryside, being happy and joyful, both of you together in that joy.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be very, very physical. They have some limitations in their capacity of their neurology and their brain to process vast amount of complex thought.
Yeah, I found that if I can feel it throughout my body and I can hold that vision steady and emanate it out, that in particular one horse which has been with me for quite some time, he just executes it beautifully.
Yes. So it's just that you have to be persistent and you have to know when to escalate the energy and when to dial it back.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Metatron.
Hello.
Metatron, I feel that it's time for me to switch from food to light. But there is so much fear about that. And my question is how I can remove this food necessity program.
It isn't a problem, dear one. You have to understand. Your body does not have the capacity at this time. It is not in a dimensional sequence that it can live totally on light. So you do have to gain nutrition from physical things. Now, the amount of light that you are capable of carrying is extensive. So that may mean that you do not require to eat as often during the course of the day, but you do need to ingest a certain amount of physical nutrition until your body can solely operate on light and your cells in your physical body recognize that light completely as its nutritional source. But as I have said, the body, the physicality of you is not at a dimensional frequency that can occur at this time. I'm not telling you that it cannot, but it is not the fear, dear one, that you are feeling. Your body is telling you, I don't need as much as previously for my nutritional support, but I do need some. So
okay.
open yourself to okay. that communication with your body. This will help tremendously when you can consciously communicate with your body at the cellular level. And then you will know when you are ready to live on light solely.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes?
The another question about creation.
Yes.
It's a small question. Maybe the trust and allowing this intention enough
to create the trust.
Trust and allowing this intention. Do we need this complicated Merkaba or triangles? If we just sit and allow things to happen.
Well, that's not the total issue here. Every moment of every day, you have to make decisions on your life experience, what you are going to think and what you are going to feel. So you have to choose. You can't just toss it up there and say, I leave it up to the universe. You are the creator of your life experience. You are required to choose and to choose consciously. It doesn't have to be complex, but be aware of your thoughts and your feelings and choose the thought that you are going to have present and the emotion that you're going to have present in every part of your life expression.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I do. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. You're next up with Lord Metatron.
Hi. This is Nada.
And yes, Nada.
I have a question. I've been thinking about Fukushima, the nuclear reactor accident that happened a few years ago, and how I heard it's affecting the sea life on the west coast of the United States and Canada. And I'm wondering if we are able to create a reversal to change this, to restore the health of the system. And if so, how would we use the color? Would we use the color codes, or just focus on our intention?
There is a group that is working with that. It's a very complex situation to have this type of continuous leakage of the types of things that are contaminating your environment. And what they are doing is they are focusing on creating clear waters within a certain perimeter of the access point of that Fukushima plant. But there are other things to be considered. So my suggestion is you join in that group and focus on creating just that clear water in that perimeter of the plant so that it cannot create and contaminate the oceans of the world, therefore affecting all of the sea life.
Oh, so it's a containment visualization and intention?
Correct. It's not so much a containment as it is the waters that come from that plant that emanate in a certain perimeter are clear, crystal clear, purified water that then empties in to the oceans of the world so that that continual contamination is not created.
I see. So it stops the addition.
The addition. And see, this has been the problem all along, is that it was continually added to, because the leakage has not been contained or eliminated.
I see. The leakage still continues there.
It still continues.
And, that would be good. I can do that. What about the contamination that's already out there floating and killing sea lion babies and things?
Well, you can focus on clearing that if you like, or focus on surrounding sea life with a protective coating.
Oh, well, that's really good. So maybe I can find this online somewhere, see what people are doing, and join them.
And join them, yes.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're next up with Lord Metatron.
Hello. Hi, this is Kathy. I have a question about trying to stay focused. You mentioned that every moment of every day, and I've been trying to practice that, but it's difficult for me to stay in that space, and I completely fall out of it. So do you have any particular suggestions for me?
It is in the practice and noticing your successes that is important, not noticing your failures, because that engages you in guilt. It engages judgment. You are not at this point capable of focusing your attention on every single thought you think in the course of a day or every emotion you feel. You are not there yet. And that does not mean you are less than by no stretch of the imagination. You are loved greatly. And it is time that you love yourself. So when you put such pressure on yourself to remain focused every moment of every day, it creates stress in your body, which is not helpful. So center yourself every morning in your sacred heart and notice what you are thinking and what you are feeling. And when you fall out of that, it is okay, because it'll come back around again and you'll begin to notice. And the more that you notice, and you notice the difference when you are more conscious or when you have wavered, and you just draw your attention back again, very gently, very lovingly, but don't have unrealistic expectations. Puts too much pressure on you. So just gently notice, bring yourself back to that centered space. It's not about the length of time you can stay there or the amount of time, but it's about being present in that time. Do you see?
I think what I do is when I'm trying to be present, I'll say to myself, my chatter mind will say, see, are you being present? Well, there you are. See, now you're doing it. And then I get mad at myself because then I realize I'm chatting with myself.
Well, that's okay to chat with yourself. But it is not okay to judge yourself harshly. So who's in charge here? Look at that, what you just said to me. Your ego's in charge. Your ego wants to control it. That's not the space where you are conscious. That's an ego-controlled, wanting to feel better about themselves, itself, wanting to be in charge. When you come from your heart, from your soul, there is great ease in that expression. And you just very gently notice what you're thinking, how you're thinking, how you're feeling. And there's no stress on the mind, the body, or the emotions. There's no need. It's a very gentle, harmonious, loving space where you are very conscious in the moment. And that moment can be 5 minutes, can be 2 minutes, can be 10 minutes. Doesn't matter. But the more you are relaxed in that space, the more you are able to focus in it. Do you see the difference?
Yes, my breath has been, I feel like I have restricted breathing, so in some way
there.
Yeah.
Start there, in the heart, in that, and do some deep breathing exercises, bringing in love, exhaling light, bringing in light, exhaling love, and just relax with your breath. Start there.
Okay.
Anytime your breath is shallow or restricted, you know you have tension in your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sure sign right there.
Thank you. I'll start there.
I know that you will, and you will be very successful. Notice how successful you are.
Yeah, I have been trying to raise my light, and I don't see the light. I don't feel it. I'm having all this tension because I feel like I'm not.
You may not see it physically, but with the breath, you will feel it. You will feel the warmth of that light because you are that. I want you to do something for me, dear one.
Okay.
I want you to find Master Kutumi's prayer. It's called the I Am Light prayer. And I want you to practice that every day. Say it every day. And if you can, even a couple of times a day. It will reinforce the thought that you are light. It will calm your spirit. Will calm your body, and your breath will reflect that. Master Kutumi's prayer was a channeled prayer through Mark Prophet, and I'm sure you can find it, and you will find it as an invaluable practice.
Thank you. His name is Mark Prophet?
Yes.
Yeah, I've just been trying to go too fast in what I'm doing, and I think I need to maybe slow down quite a bit.
Just relax. And it's called Master Kutumi's Prayer.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much, Lord Metatron.
You are very welcome, beloved.
I felt your love. I just felt it.
I know you did.
I did.
See? You noticed.
I did. Thank you for being with me.
You are so welcome, beloved.
I'll check in with you in a bit and let you know how I'm doing.
Always know I am present with you.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, always know that I am with you.
I will do that.
Talk to me anytime. I am here for you.
Thank you for that.
You are welcome. I have so enjoyed this conversation with you, with each one of you. The questions were very honest. They were all very important and added to the creativity of this gathering, of this moment. This is what is needed. More of this is needed in these times of change and disruption on your earth plane. It's to gather in the heart, in the consciousness of the all that is, in groups, and create together. Whether it be an energy that you are creating to transmit, to reawaken humanity, or it is light or color or sound that you have gathered together to create to help Mother Earth, whether it be to gather together and unite with the elementals to help create a difference at a physical level. There are unlimited possibilities as you gather in the Christ consciousness, in a crucible of love. And I am sure that each one of you felt that within your heart this evening. So I bid you good evening. Blessings.
Thank you, Lord Metatron. I can't tell you how much we appreciate your presence this evening. It was, as always, terrific. Now, this is just for the group. Our next session will be on September the 13th. Mark that down on your calendars and be there or be square. So, again, thank you all for listening this evening, and please don't forget to smile. Blessings.